405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is toasty. 96, getting reports that over in the lakeside area, some really, really heavy rain falling. I'm not sure about everywhere else. Where you are, look, shoot me something on the James River Air text line, all right? 833-804-1140. Again, lakeside area, Glenside. Apparently, just absolutely torrential downpours, thunderstorms, the rest of it. Up here in the center of the universe, we got nothing. I mean, we've got bright, bright sunshine, which is great for now. But we're all going to get it, just so you know. Just so you know. I am taking a look at that James River Air text line. 833-804-1140 says, hey, Jeff, it appears to me that the Trump team is on the offensive, which is great to see. They're not suffering fools, and they are calling out the corrupt, quote, journalists, unquote, right to their faces. The smug, arrogant news thugs are being put in their place, even as they take being obtuse to stratospheric heights. Keep up the great work. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, I love you, too. And I'm going to do my best to keep up the great work. I agree, by the way, with Jim and Deb. They're spot on. Spot on. The Trump team is absolutely, positively moving forward. They're getting stuff done. And the reality is some people don't like it. And the reality from the Trump team is we don't care. We have a job to do. President knows he has a mandate to do these things, and by God, he is doing them. I did just get a note from the Flying Squirrels. Season ticket memberships for the new CarMax Park are actually on sale as we speak. Yeah. Season ticket memberships for CarMax Park's inaugural season are now available. You can have a seat at every Flying Squirrels game in 2026. That's pretty cool. I have not seen the new stadium. So I will definitely take a look if I get the chance. I'd like to see what it looks like. Could be interesting stuff. We are apparently, Jerm is telling me, having some stuff going on back there at the radio factory. But let's take a look. Let's take a listen. There's we're talking about the Trump team being on the offensive, right? Just kind of moving forward. Let me give it to you here. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is briefing members of the press. And he's saying some stuff, and there's the chief of the Joint Chiefs, chair of the Joint Chiefs. I think that's who was with him. If not, I apologize, but I think that's who it was. But I would just want you to take a listen to cut number six. This will make clear to everyone what is, and in some cases is not, really going on. Cut number six.
Was where?
So why not acknowledge the female pilots that also participated in this mission? The early messages that you sent out only congratulated the boys.
So when I say something like our boys and bombers, see, this is the kind of thing the press does, right? Of course, the chairman mentioned a female bomber pilot. That's fantastic. She's fantastic. She's a hero. I want more female bomber pilots. I hope the men and women of our country sign up to do such brave and audacious things. But when you spin it as, because I say our boys and bombers is a common phrase, I'll keep saying things like that, whether they're men or women. Very proud of that female pilot, just like I'm very proud of those male pilots. And I don't care if it's a male or a female in that cockpit, and the American people don't care. But it's the obsession with race and gender in this department that's changed priorities. We don't do that anymore. We don't play your little games.
Nice! Am I right?
Well, how come you say that? I mean, there are women.
Look, ma'am, just shut up. Really. Shut up and sit down. Go away. Don't ask stupid questions. I'm always forced to address this. People always say, you know, there's no such thing as a stupid question. And my response is, well, you're wrong. There are stupid questions, and sometimes we hear them. Like right there. There are also irresponsible people pretending to be reporters. Let me give you another example. We were talking about the woman who, up until, well, a couple of days ago, was best known for having written and pushed and pimped the, quote, news story that said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. She claimed that she had some anonymous sources. Her name is Natasha Bertrand. She had some accomplices on that piece, but nonetheless, she's talking about the strike in Iran. President Trump said we obliterated the nuclear weapons program in Iran. And there was a very low-level initial report that was not for public consumption, and it was quite literally one in the first of many, 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 many analyses that will be done. But this Natasha Bertrand got it. It was leaked to her. So you have to wonder who inside the White House is working against President Trump. Clearly, there's somebody or some people. And she ran the story. And, of course, it's now been proven to be untrue. The first report was accurate based on what the first report was able to see. And then other reports following up have come out, and not all from U.S. sources. That first report was a DIA thing, as I recall, right? Defense Intelligence Agency. But the reports coming out of Iran, the reports coming out of Israel, further reports coming out of the United States. And now CNN is playing cover-up. Because CNN never once, when they pushed this story, talked about it being a low-confidence report or an initial report that was not necessarily completely reliable. But now they're just flat-out lying in an attempt to cover for themselves. Cut number one.
But at the same time, we do need to make clear that despite the emotional speech and outrage from the defense secretary, what he said about the DIA assessment is what CNN reported on. His issue that he took about it being preliminary, about it being low confidence. CNN reported on all of this. I was looking back just to make sure that we had it all. Throughout the reporting process, CNN had reported that it is preliminary and, of course, can be updated, including these two parts. It is still early, we reported in our initial report, for the U.S. to have a comprehensive picture of the impact of the strikes. None of the sources described how the DIA assessment compares to the views of other agencies in the intelligence community. The U.S. is continuing to pick up intelligence, including from within Iran, as they assess the damage. Also in CNN reporting, where the secretary took real issue and seemed very upset about it not being stated that there was low confidence stated in this DIA assessment.
It's
also
in
CNN reporting, including this. The final U.S. military battle damage assessment by the DIA could take days or even weeks to complete. Multiple sources familiar with the Pentagon's process told CNN. The initial DIA analysis was produced just 24 hours after the attack, according to one of the sources, because it was only a preliminary analysis. Its judgments were low confidence, the sources said. It was not coordinated with the wider intelligence community, according to a U.S. official, and the document itself acknowledged that it could take weeks to produce a finalized assessment. So just to put...
It is literally what he said.
It is a preliminary. It is a preliminary report. The reporting was done.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Well, that's all. Yeah, look, I'm not angry. I'm not disappointed. I'm not shocked. This is what passes for journalism in this day and age, and it is sad. Maybe I'm saddened to see where we are, how far we've dropped, but what they just told you, simply not the case. That's it. All right, coming up at 4:35, Ryan Hudson's going to be with us. Ryan is a member of our Hanover County Board of Supervisors. Good guy. Ryan and I actually served on the Community Services Board for Hanover County for a number of years together. He really is just a good guy. I want to get some updates on this whole water situation, this regional water advisory committee. Can Hanover County build its own dam? What about Henrico? And then I want to know about the brand new pay increase for the members of the Hanover County Board of Education. They doubled their own salaries. I mean, if it's warranted, then I want to know. And if it's not warranted, I want to know. I think we'll get some answers from Ryan Hudson at 4:35. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., make sure you are here listening to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. This is coming from some of the folks I know up there in D.C. It is... It's looking like President Trump may name a new chairman of the Fed. No, and he's not firing that Jerome Powell, because we keep hearing that he can't actually fire the president of the Fed, and that appears to be true. Even the president backed off on that. That he, okay. But what he can do, and what is being rumored right now, what's being pitched out there, is that he's going to announce who he will appoint to be the president of the Fed. Powell has another 11 months as Fed chair. Trump is thinking, apparently, look, I think the guy's a buffoon. That's what he's thinking. And I think most of us, we look at Jerome Powell thinking, yeah, it's probably not too far off the mark. So what do you do to cut the legs out from Jerome Powell? Jerome Powell's already made it clear he doesn't like Trump, blah, blah, blah. All right, we got it. But what do? If you can't actually fire him, and you can't really appoint his replacement to serve now, well, what if you just announce who it is that you're going to have as the chair of the Fed when the time comes, making it clear Jerome Powell has no chance whatsoever of being reappointed. I guess that's really clear even today. But then to say, we are going to have a new Fed chair in 10 or 11 months, but I want him to get up to speed right now. I want him to know exactly what's going on. So I'm naming him. I'm telling you who the replacement's going to be, so we can start having meetings, so business leaders can start having meetings, so that other people can start weighing in. And I think in many ways it takes some of the wind out of the sails of Jerome Powell, to be sure. But what else does it do? It gives the other members of the Fed board the space to go against the recommendations of Jerome Powell. Oh, it's getting more and more interesting every day. 4:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and we do have a good deal of really nasty weather that is rolling through, and I just want to share some of it with you. Then we're going to chat with my buddy Jeb Hockman. 804 Ryan says, Jeff, I can confirm the 95-64 interchange. It is just awful. Pouring rain, lots of standing water. And my wife is working in short pump. She says it's the same sort of very, very heavy rain over there. Downtown, somebody checking in, lots of heavy rain there. Nanny Jan says the loading dock next to a Gateway VCU Health pouring, four pourings. That's a bad one. And you just heard that little comment a moment ago. Mike Chapman, the sheriff of Loudoun County, who's been on this program, he's a good guy. I like Mike. He's retired from the DEA. He said, you know, this idea of no taxes on overtime, that would really, really, really help out law enforcement. It would help out anybody who's in that situation where you're working overtime. Some of us, you know, your salary, it is what it is. But when you get the opportunity to work overtime and then you get saddled with those taxes, boy, that's a double wallop. And they're right. I mean, it hits law enforcement. It hits firefighters, EMS people. Then you talk about the waitresses, no taxes on tips. Waiters, no taxes on tips. Uber drivers, listen. There's some great stuff in there. There's also some great stuff that's going to be happening with my friends at the Virginia War Memorial and we who comprise News Radio WRVA. Somebody who, I should point out, has kind of sort of straddled both of those worlds through the years is my friend Jeb Hochman. Jeb was the director of a statewide radio network for many years and has been active with the Virginia War Memorial, has retired. How many times now, Jeb? How many times have you retired? Four times?
Well, supposedly four. But I still work part-time for the Department of Veteran Services.
And we appreciate you doing that. But, you know, one of these days, I am going to get you a big sign with the dictionary definition of retired and give it to you framed so you can put it up on the wall so you understand the term.
Yeah, I think Becky, my wife, would appreciate that.
Yeah,
how are you doing, my man? Raining out where you are. It's raining where I am here in Enrico.
I got to tell you, it's lovely. I mean, we've got, it looks like somebody turned off the lights. All of a sudden, it's getting dark up here. But, we're all going to get it. We're all going to get the rain right through the weekend. But Independence Day is looking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
So, tell me what's going on with the Virginia War Memorial and News Radio WRVA, because we're kind of teaming up on this.
Yeah, your buddy Rich, of course, you both were there when we on Memorial Day when we did the great marathon reading all the names. Well, for the seventh consecutive year, the memorial is going to put out the Hill of Heroes.
Yes.
And what that is they place almost a flag for the name of every one of those heroes who died and whose names are on the wall of the shrine. They put a flag out there on the beautiful grounds of the war memorial. And they're going to be doing that in the morning. And they can use all the volunteers if people would like to come out and help place these flags, 12,000 flags to place, and they're going to start doing it about 8 in the morning. All you got to do is show up and be dressed accordingly and maybe some sunscreen. And, of course, it'll be early. Hopefully get done in an hour or two, maybe, depending on how many volunteers.
Yeah.
And it is just an unbelievable sight when you see those 12,000 flags right there on the grounds of the memorial, right there off Second Street, and all those flags will be up through July 11th. So they'll be there through July 4th. So everybody should definitely, hopefully you can come down and volunteer and help, but also you got to come and see them. And what a wonderful place to inspire you on Independence Day.
Jeb, what we're trying to do here at the old Radio Factory, there are going to be a bunch of us who come down to help put the flags out, and we want to encourage everybody who's listening to my show or listening to Rich in the morning to get down there. Is there a specific time, and is there sort of a meeting point, a staging point?
Yeah, you get there. They'd like you to be there around, 8 a.m.
Okay.
And just be there. I'm sure the War Memorial's pretty easy to get to down on Belvedere. And just free parking, plenty of parking.
Yep.
Just come on, walk on inside, say, here, I'm here to help place these flags.
I love it. I love it.
They'll put you to work.
what about some of the other activities? Obviously, the big walls are always available, if you will. People can look at those. It's just such a moving sight. What about the inside on Independence Day? Is that going to be
Dr. Clay Mountcastle down there said to make sure I remind everybody, if they haven't seen the D-Day plus 50, the exhibit about the Virginians who were involved in the D-Day invasion, please, you want to come by and see it, because it's going to be only up for another few weeks before they change out the exhibits. Okay. And, of course, there's always a lot of good. I mean, you can spend hours inside in the air conditioned part of the memorial, seeing all the exhibits there. And if you haven't done it, you've really missed something. I mean, there's just a lot to see and of interest to everybody. And again, where else are you going to go? It's open. It's free. Yes. And it's a, you know, you've got somewhere to go and feel inspired about our nation. That's certainly a great place to be on July 4th or any time between now and then.
No doubt about it. Have you ever met somebody who's not been to the Virginia War Memorial?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Yes, and when I first got there, I was their first marketing director. To give you an example, they were lucky, because it expanded a lot over the years as we were there.
Yeah.
But the average attendance at the War Memorial each year was around 10,000. And now it's between 75, 80, going up to 90.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be amazed. No, well, there's a lot. You know, there's a lot of people have not been a lot of places, and of course it helps too that of course the War Memorial has been down there all those years, right there on the river. But it's only been in the last 15 or 20 years that everything else is built down there. Tredegar, and of course the new amphitheater, and I mean that whole area has just been transformed. So I think a lot more people have discovered it, and if you haven't, you're missing probably the most beautiful view of the James River and downtown Richmond that there is.
That's a great point. Gosh, you know, I didn't even think about the view, because I normally am so obsessed. I'd like to think in a good way when I go to the War Memorial. But you're absolutely right. Spend a couple of moments outside, and that's a view that is photo worthy. If you're a painter, let me tell you, bring your stuff to paint, right? Because it's just a beautiful, beautiful view.
Well, yeah, a lot of people come down there just to take pictures. I don't know if they still do. I know for many years, the City of Richmond Police Department and other departments like that would come down and bring their new recruits and take the pictures of them down there with that background.
Yep.
And as I found out over the years, and you'll notice on TV, every one of these TV reporters from every one of the stations, they love to go down and use that background when they're doing the story, whether it's about the Virginia War Memorial or not.
Yeah, you should probably be like Paris Island, make it easier for the reporters. Just paint some yellow footsteps, you know, a couple of yellow images on the ground, so they know exactly where that shot is. But
well, it is funny because they do that. Of course, back when I was back there, we offered it, and Channel 8 took us up on putting a weather cam up on top of the War Memorial. And they fight to keep that because it's the most beautiful. What a great view! And you can swing the camera around. You can check out the weather, the streets. I mean, you can pretty well check about everything out in Richmond from that vantage point.
There's no doubt. Well, Jeb, number one, I always appreciate you being here, and you're a good man. You've given so much to our community through the years. You've been such a great friend to me throughout the years, and
a good friend. I consider you and our new guy Rich. Love my radio buddies. You know, as I said, I appreciate you bringing that up. I started radio when I was 14, and which was, you know, I think back about that. It's kind of crazy when you think about that, because I'm an old guy now.
Wait, before I cut you loose, Mister, are you sure there was radio when you were 14?
Yeah, we had these. It was one of, you know, you remember, you've seen those microphones, the little round things, and and you know, we would speak into them and hold our scripts up, and it was pretty strange, but. You know, there actually was radio, and in fact, I can still do it. It was on WFTR in Front Royal, and they made us every day on the hour of every hour we had to say, "This is WFTR, 1450 AM in Front Royal, Virginia, the grandest little station in the nation."
Nice.
I can still do it.
Look at you hitting the post and everything. You're a good man. Well, Jeb, I do appreciate you being here. We'll talk again soon. Best to your son, the sergeant, and the whole family. And hopefully we'll see you on Independence Day. It's going to be a great event. Listen, the Virginia War Memorial, once again, putting out all these flags, 12,000 flags have to be placed on the lawn. And this is to honor those who are on the wall. They're looking for help this year. We decided at News Radio WRBA, we wanted to pitch in. So I know there's going to be a whole bunch of folks from the station who head down there to help put the flags out there. We want you to be part of that. It's just straightforward. You don't have to pre-register. You don't have to bring anything. Just show up Independence Day, July the 4th, at the Virginia War Memorial about 8 o'clock in the morning. Be prepared just to plant some flags, and when it's all done, you are free to go. And you're free to do that. Well, frankly, you're free to do anything, and that's all as a result of Independence Day. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 804 says, Jeff, the power is actually going on and off in the Cold Harbor section of Hanover as we speak. All right. Hit me up on the James River Air text line. Give me a full report where you are so everybody knows. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. We still... whether it's good or bad, I don't know, but we don't actually have any rain in the Ashland area. We have the dark skies, and I'm a little taken aback because I still see a bunch of cars over there in the parking lot by the pool. I mean, if I were looking at the skies, I'd be thinking, yeah, it's time to get out. Nearest lightning, I think, was about 10 miles away. But so it's coming this way. We're all going to get it. There you go. If you feel like you're missing out right about now, it is coming. And you might very well have the power issues as well. Jeremy was telling me back at the radio factory, all sorts of issues, huh? It's rough over there in the lakeside section of Henrico, and a lot of folks talking about some of the roads with some heavy standing water as well. All right. All of that being said, I will remind you that Independence Day, July the 4th, it's a week from tomorrow. It looks great. It's so nice to see that forecast, and it is looking great, which means that hopefully you'll join us down there at the Virginia War Memorial and put out some of those flags. If you don't want to do that, you can't do that for some reason, that's all right. I understand. Things happen. But you probably would like to come down to see the flags once they're up. So that's another thing that you could do. Pete Hegseth, as you know, I hope you know, the Secretary of Defense. I like Pete Hegseth. I really do. I just think he's hot stuff. He just doesn't take any crap, and he's getting the job done. Take a listen. Cut number 6 is a reminder that you cannot hate certain members of the legacy news media enough. Cut number 6.
Was where?
So why not acknowledge the female pilots that also participated in this mission? The early messages that you sent out only congratulated the boys.
So when I say something like our boys and bombers, see, this is the kind of thing the press does, right? Of course, the chairman mentioned a female bomber pilot. That's fantastic. She's fantastic. She's a hero. I want more female bomber pilots. I hope the men and women of our country sign up to do such brave and audacious things. But when you spin it as, because I say our boys and bombers as a common phrase, I'll keep saying things like that, whether they're men or women. Very proud of that female pilot, just like I'm very proud of those male pilots. And I don't care if it's a male or a female in that cockpit, and the American people don't care. But it's the obsession with race and gender in this department that's changed priorities. We don't do that anymore. We don't play your little games. Yes, right there.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. We're not doing that anymore. That's done. That was the last outfit that played that. The last administration was all about which one of these boxes are we going to check? Oh, we can check this one and this one. And oh, it's great. Are we getting the job done? Well, no, the job's not being done. But look at the people we hired who are not doing the job. Isn't that great? No, we want the job. No, well, the job's not going to be done. But again, look at the diversity, the wide, diverse collection of people who we have hired who are not actually doing the work. It's great. Anybody insulted when you talk about law enforcement and say the boys in blue? Because I've heard that expression my entire life. I still hear that expression. Not so much in Hanover, because up here we've got our boys in tan. Does that really exclude the women who serve? I suppose if you want to be offended or insulted, you can be offended or insulted by anything. But I look at it and I'm thinking, yeah, whatever. But I'm a guy. I don't know. Maybe if you are a woman, it strikes you in a different way. I talk about guys, G-U-Y-S, and say, hey, we want you guys to come over. Well, it doesn't just mean the male members of a family. It's pretty general and generic. It's everybody. Do I need to say you guys and gals? Because I do say that as well, but it seems to me a lot to do about a very little issue, right? The quintessential mountain out of a molehill. The folks who flew those bombers, the folks who were on those bombers, did great work and have made our world a safer place for a long, long time to come. Some were men, some were women. They were all heroes, each and every one of them. And I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them. And I'm grateful to them. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here. Again, somebody sent a note, I don't know if it was on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Maybe it came out on Facebook. Jeff, we heard that you and Heidi had Rich over for dinner. Is that true? Yes. And then somebody else, was he a good guest? He was very well behaved. He did. He was very, very well behaved. We were very happy to have him here. I'm hoping he had a good time. He was quite responsible, by the way. Last night's selection at Bar-a-Lago was a frozen mango pineapple margarita, and it was good. And Rich said, remember now, I got out-of-state license plates. I don't want to get pulled over. All right. Well, I'm not going to water down your drink. You're just going to have to have less, which he did. I think he enjoyed the meal. Did he give a review on the Jeff Katz sandwich? I'm hoping that that he enjoyed it. Anyway, yeah, we had a great time. We really did. 4:59, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.